The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Amos chapter 8, verses 4 to 7, a book that I have said is hard to read because it speaks so much of God's judgment and discipline on those who would reject him. Well, Amos wrote, "Hear this, you who trample the needy and do away with the poor of the land, saying, 'When will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath be ended, that we may market wheat?' Skimping the measure, boosting the price, and cheating with dishonest scales, buying the poor with silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, selling even the sweepings with the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, 'I will never forget anything they have done.'" My dear friends in Christ, it's obvious when we look at a reading like this that God doesn't like our selfishness, nor did he like Israel's selfishness. And the fact that, mainly the rich and the poor in the land were trying to take advantage of the poor and the needy and the helpless, taking away from them what little they actually did have. Well, Amos said, "The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, 'I will never forget anything they have done.'" The pride of Jacob is referring, of course, to Jacob's one descendant that God could really be proud of. And Jacob's one descendant that God could really be proud of was, of course, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior. Jesus did everything absolutely perfectly. But now here, the Lord is swearing by himself this solemn oath in his name that he won't ever forget the Israelites' wrongs. That's such a scary statement. It's such a scary statement because if God won't forget their wrongs, well, what about you and me? What about our wrongs? We know that we daily sin much and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. We know that the scripture says all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. So it's foolishness for us to think of ourselves as being better than the Israelites. We're in the same boat. And God said, "I will never forget anything you and I have done." That's a scary statement. But by God's grace, through faith in Jesus our Savior, we don't have to worry about God remembering our sins for all eternity. That's because God will only remember the sins of those who reject his Son, who reject his grace and mercy and the forgiveness of sins that he won for us. How blessed we are to know that God has forgiven us for our sins because they've been paid for. They've been covered. When Jesus Christ shed his holy precious blood on the cross, well, all our sins were completely paid for, were washed away forever. But it's important for us to realize that God doesn't just simply forget about our sins, in that he overlooks or ignores or misplaces them. He doesn't overlook or ignore or misplace our sins. Instead, what God the Father did is he sacrificed his Son. He sacrificed his Son. He made his Son pay the punishment that you and I deserve, the death and the hell that we would rightfully deserve because of our sins. And because of what Jesus has done for us, our sins are gone. And they're gone forever. There are no sins left in our lives for God to remember. King David said, As far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our transgressions from us. As the sinless Son of God, as the God-man, what Jesus did is he paid for our sins, and he was the only one who could pay for our sins, the sin debt that we owed to our God. If you or I were to suffer in hell for all eternity, because we're just sinful human beings, because we're human beings, we couldn't even begin to pay for one sin of our sins. But Christ paid for our sins and for the sins of the whole world in those few short hours that he was there on the cross, being forsaken by God, enduring the wrath of God, enduring hell for you and for me. But that's something that only Christ could do, because he is God and man. That's something that only he could do. However, let's remember that in that time that he was forsaken by God, when he was there on the cross, we could say that what he did is he paid an eternity in hell for every soul that has ever lived or will ever live on the face of this earth. We can't possibly comprehend what Christ our Savior did for us there. But we do know that because of what Christ did, because of what he endured, our sins are completely gone forever. There is no sin left in us for God to remember because of Christ. God doesn't forget abuses of his blessings. That's scary. But he does forgive us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for all the help and support you give to us, especially by giving us Jesus. By his life, death, and resurrection, he paid for all our sins so that we aren't just forgiven, or our sins are overlooked or ignored. Our sins are gone forever in Christ. Help us now in our lives to fight against the sin that's there. Help us to live as your children, and may your love for us always motivate us to help and support one another. And here we'd especially think of the poor and the needy. We pray in our Savior's name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.